I'm Joseph Crociata, and I'm the Grand Master of Masons of the District of Columbia in Washington, D.C., one of 61 Grand Masters in North America who are currently holding that office. Freemasonry is a fraternity. It's essentially something like a club or something like an association of like-minded men who intend merely two things. Number one, to dedicate themselves to living together in peace and in support for their Masonic brothers, and also to exercise tolerance and exercise good judgment when it comes to recognizing how to handle the differences between men. Essentially, in our Constitution, the only religious qualification we have is for a man must believe in a supreme being. If he believes in a supreme being, Freemasonry does not ask any other questions. And as a result, men of different religions, men whose religions may disagree, can find common ground to be able to live together in peace and harmonize within our lodges. Freemasonry, as I said, in our Constitution requires a belief in a supreme being, and so that would be incompatible with atheism. An atheist cannot become a Freemason who is honest about it in our jurisdiction. And this tradition holds very strongly to a belief in a supreme being. Well, I think it's important that when people of differing views and of differing traditions can come together and deal with each other on a regular basis as a friend, as a brother, as someone who is willing to support other men who may be of different views, it becomes very difficult in order to let discord interrupt that. And it becomes very difficult to turn such men to violence. And that is one of the things that Freemasonry is dedicated to, that is, in order to interact with other men on a peaceful basis in a way that is good for each and every civic society. Well, congratulations for Channel A9, and I certainly wish you all the success in the future.